One, two, three.
Let's do it.
Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And welcome back to episode 58.
58, yes, sir.
58, my guys. Wanted to add a little extra tooth, a little extra something.
Energy.
But I don't really hear Luis say at the end of the episode for the outro. Make sure that you hit that notification bell on the YouTube so you get notified whenever we release a new episode.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
That'd be amazing if you guys did that.
Subscribe.
And once again, how we said, we are ambassadors for the Station Head app. So if you guys really want to support us and you guys want to be, you know, just the number one fans out there, please. Go follow us on Station Head. We usually we notify you guys through the Bull City Pioneers podcast page on Instagram when we're about to go live. So Station Head is live. So once we stop recording, you can't listen to that episode again until we re-upload it onto YouTube. So please watch us, listen to us. You can't watch us on Station Head, but you listen to us on Station Head.
That explanation was spot on.
I feel like I kind of crashed on my thoughts, but hey, it is what it is. So, Hector, what is going down in today's podcast?
Yes, let's see.
One of the things that's going to go down is, one, story time with Luis. Two, we're going to do a growing up Latino.
The usual stuff.
Yes, sir.
And there's some other topics too. But I wanted to start off with some stuff that's happened this week. This week.
Around the world.
Around this week and then like last week, I guess.
Yes, sir.
I think. But
probably.
I know that you're not really like into like the whole like movies and stuff.
Movie scene.
Not really.
If this is a good movie and I watch it, I'm gonna say, oh, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't really keep track of it either, but like I'm a big like
movie
you know,
person.
Like,
yeah.
I like movies, like I've taken a film course before and like I just like movies.
Okay.
I like movies. Even though I don't really take the time to really watch them very
often.
But
The Matrix. What's up with it?
Beat me to it.
What's up with it, man?
The Matrix, if you ever heard already, bro,
you're
gonna be making a Matrix
a fourth
4.
One. So tell me, explain to me, a non Matrix fan. No, I'm not, it's not because I don't like it, it's just because I don't know.
You've never
much
watched
about
it?
I don't know much about it.
Have you ever watched it though?
I've watched clips.
Like clips?
Yes. My sisters have. Like, I've kind of, like, you know, like, they watch in front of me, but I kind of pay attention. So, what is so special about a fourth Matrix movie? Explain to us.
It's just a good series.
Okay, okay. Talk to me about it.
It's a good trilogy.
Give me the hook. It's basically about
somebody, like, a dude who, like, realizes, who has, like, a feeling that the real world isn't the real world. And then, like, these people who know that the real world isn't the real world show him that like, there's this big illusion that's been put in front of your eyes. And, like, the real world is actually, like, something that was designed by computers and all that shit. It's just, like, it's really, like, it messes with your head. Like,
it's
that's
like,
why I like it.
Are there certain actors?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah.
He's kind of famous.
Okay.
He was in the... Oh my god, I can't believe it just like left my mind. It was a movie that came out recently.
When did Matrix 3 come out?
Matrix, the first one I think was... Damn, I'm gonna butcher this like fuck. I think it was in 97.
Okay.
The people watching this will know that they...
The third one, the most recent one.
I think that was 2001. Either two... I think it was 2001. 2001.
And tell me, okay. So he doesn't believe that the world is real. And
he doesn't want to believe it yet.
He doesn't
but
want
then
to
he
believe
like
it.
He starts to believe it, dude. Because like they take him to where the real world is and stuff.
Which
like,
is
it's a world full with like run by machines,
mm-hmm.
world run by machines, and the machines put the humans like they incubate them and they use them like quote batteries to fuel the machines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy. Like obviously, I know a lot of people who hopefully are watching this or listening to this like have already seen it, so you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But they're gonna be making a fourth one, and it's been confirmed. Like it's been on like the major like social platforms and stuff like Complex and all those other ones. I think it's on the Fader too. they're like Instagram platforms where they like, you know, announce these social events and stuff.
So
like
what
that.
Are your predictions? Is it gonna be a sellout? It's gonna be, you know, what are your predictions?
I wanted to.
You've watched all three, correct?
I watched all three. But like a lot of people say that the second one and the third ones aren't even like, they're good. I mean, yeah, they're good,
yeah.
But they don't compare to like the impact that the first one did.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in seeing how, you know, this fourth one does, because Keanu Reeves is in it, and then I don't remember the name of the main female.
So the question is, are all three movies connected, interconnected,
yeah,
storyline-wise?
I mean, they all have to deal with the Matrix.
Okay.
The Matrix is that fake world that's
gotcha.
Put in front of
gotcha.
Everybody.
And my question is, what do you think? Do you think it's accurate or inaccurate?
That whole idea?
Yeah.
You're digging in some real, like, rabbit hole.
I'm just starting to dig into the rabbit hole. I'm just saying, bro, there's definitely something behind the scenes that's happening that we don't know. I can tell you that. There's something behind the scenes of you know, humankind that we definitely don't know about. And I know there's something. I know it, bro.
You believe in aliens?
Do I believe it? Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I am
yeah.
one. I'm just kidding.
You are?
Nah, fuck with you. No, I honestly do believe in aliens, though. There has to be something out there. There has to be.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it has to
even,
be. I mean,
like, I think at this point, a lot of people are just, like, convinced, honestly, that there's, like,
yeah.
we can't be the only ones, you know? The fact that in this enormous universe, and we're the only ones. Like,
that's impossible. It's
like,
impossible.
I don't think it's
I don't think it's, you know.
Honestly, like, I don't think I'd be, unless they were, like, huge, like, scaly-looking things, and then, like, they roar in your face and shit,
mm-hmm.
then I'd be scared. But if you know, if they're just, like, these little green things, and then they're just like, hey, what's up? They come here and they dap what's up, more friends and whatnot, like, that'd be kind of cool.
Like, I have an endless curiosity about aliens. I'm like, dude, I want to meet an alien before I die.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if I'm 97, 110, 130. I want to meet an alien before I die.
Yeah.
Like,
were you not into, like, I know you said that you don't really watch movies, but you weren't into, like, those sci-fi, like, you know, shows either?
Honestly, bro, I don't like sci-fi movies.
Really?
I do not, no.
Dang.
Never been a fan of it. I don't know why. It's just, like, the way they composite those films, it's just, like,
doesn't grab your attention.
No, not at all.
Like, The X-Files. If you watch The X-Files, I'm a fan of The X-Files. And it's kind of like that. It's, like, alien stuff. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of cool. It interests me.
Good for you.
So good for you.
So let's get into things. One thing that I did want to talk about that's happening around the world is the Amazon fire, dude. It's crazy how much, you know, destroying the Amazon can affect the world, dude. Because I don't want to butcher the statistics, but let's just say that Amazon provides for a lot of the air that's on Earth, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
When did you first hear about it?
About 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so like people are referencing, like, know when we're recording this. We're recording this on the 22nd, so it's what, Thursday?
Yeah.
It's Thursday, so there you go. We're uploading this that following Tuesday.
It's crazy, bro. It's mind-blowing, to be honest. I'm like, this shit could literally kill us.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, make life harder for us, you know. Harder to live on Earth. So I just... I'm like, dude, the world is so big. And my thing is, like, I'm surprised that the U.S. hasn't put hands in, bro. Like,
any of the big world leaders.
Any of the big world powers, yeah. And I'm like, bro, it doesn't even have to be a big world power, bro. Like, anybody, bro. Anybody. Anybody that has the means to support, you know, and help out. Like, why not help?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's just how the world's running. It's a shitty place.
I had some statistics that I wanted to read, actually.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
shoot.
Go ahead.
Off of Instagram, I had saved this post. I'm actually running low on battery, too.
Probably the same picture that I saw.
I'm running low on battery.
Try to cut this off. it's not like...
I'm going to read you guys some statistics about the Amazon rainforest. I think I saved it on the Bolsey Pioneers, actually.
Okay.
There it is. So for any of you who are just not hearing about this, it's probably a shame.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
A lot of people haven't heard about it, even though the Amazon was like... Apparently it was like for 3 weeks that this forest was like burning this forest down.
Continuous.
And people are just like now noticing it because there was no media coverage about it whatsoever. Like, I don't even think I've seen it on the news. Like, my parents were watching the news earlier today and I didn't even see anything about like the Amazon.
I think I saw it. No, I haven't either, actually. No, yeah. I haven't either.
Why? Like, why not?
That's the crazy part.
But here's some of the statistics that I read. It says... what's happening? So far this year, Brazil has seen a record breaking of 73,000 fires in the Amazon region, and that's an 83% increase from 2018, which is why earlier this month Brazil declared a state of emergency over the outbreak of fires. And then there's like some satellite data that says that it's revealed that like a football sized portion of the forest is being burned every single minute.
Yeah.
So every minute, like a football. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna repeat it.
that's big,
yeah.
Bro. That's fucking big as hell.
That
is crazy per minute.
It's like 1 million indigenous people live in this area too. So like people are losing their homes. It provides, like you're saying, it provides 20% of the world's oxygen.
I think it's 40%. Yeah.
40. Oh, dang.
Dude, that's just big, bro.
Yeah.
What do you mean, dude?
It's also like referenced as the lungs of the earth.
Yeah,
that's
the
name
of
the
earth,
of the forest as well. So it's the fact that this shit is burning and nobody's doing anything about it.
And I'm like, bro, the U.S. has the means for it. I'm like, bro, like all of Central America have the means for it, bro. Like, if they get together and combat the fire together, like this shit would be gone, you know, faster, and it'd be a smoother process. That just kills my vibe, bro. Thinking about it, bro. It kills my vibe.
But I have some news about that too.
Okay.
It's about the brand that I don't really want to give away.
Just do it.
I don't know.
What you think?
It has to deal with the rainforest. So it's I'm working on something with a friend to hopefully give a little bit to that cause. To help people who are trying to raise money for awareness and stuff and help the rainforest, the Amazon rainforest and stuff. So tune in like the next couple days, maybe a week or so, after that this podcast is out, and hopefully I'm able to gain some traction and help out a little bit with that.
Yeah, for sure.
With the clothing brand.
That'd be awesome, dude. That's a spectacular idea. Shit, I can't wait. So switching gears a little bit, let's do Growing Up Latino. Growing Up Latino.
That's right. Growing Up Latino. I don't know if you've seen the edits that I've done in the last episode.
I've watched a couple. I've skimmed a little bit, but I still need to check them out.
So I put the font right here, and then it goes, yay!
Bruh, that's funny shit. All right, what you got for us today, Hector?
That's right, boy. I got some funny. Okay, so last week I had a funny video of a little kid, and it was more serious. But this week I wanted to do something a little bit more funny. Something that's, I know it's a lot more relatable to all our Latino friends out there.
Man.
I don't know if you've seen this
when
before.
When the paletero gets his tax refund. Oh,
you
my
see that,
God,
like,
bro.
The upgrade, man.
Yeah, it's funny.
So I'm gonna put it up like right here because I
so
put
you
the
guys
video
see
here.
It. But dude, that is. You know what's crazy though? Okay, that's trying to be funny. But yo, I don't think even after they get their refund, like bro, some people just keep it like authentic and don't even, you know. Most paleteros don't. Well, probably now more paleteros have you can pay with card.
Yeah.
But dude, I remember back in the day.
Back in the day,
you know what I'm saying? You would choose, and then you wouldn't have change, so you'd pay with the bigger bill. And then this man would pull out, you know, a stack of cash. And then I'd be like, hey, yo, mommy, I want to be a paletero when I grow up.
Man, I remember my parents telling me the stories about, like, in the mornings and stuff, and you just hear the man with the cart outside and the ringing the bell, the ding 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 as he's walking.
In the morning, though? In the morning?
I don't know if it's the morning or just, like, the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah,
you just hear that bell outside the house, and, like, all the kids would run outside and be like, oh, shoot, you know, the ice cream.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's hot as balls over there.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Shit. Everybody wants ice cream.
And see, in the U.S., you know, you have the fancy, you know, the paletero man or the ice cream man.
They have cars,
trucks, you know, and they got speakers that, you know, play the music. And that's how the kids know that, you know, we out here.
And they have,
so,
like, 20, 30 different flavors of ice cream.
Yeah,
bro.
Like,
paletero has, like, what, five?
Five? Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, bro. And, but honestly, man, damn, you're making me miss it, bro. You're making me miss it.
You got some memories about that.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, there were, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but, you know, there's things called charamuscas. I mean...
Bless you, man. Bless you.
Thank you, sir. But there's things called charamuscas. There's just basically small bags, about this size, kind of. Filled with, like, either juice or milk or coconut with milk or chocolate milk, shit like that. Except this one, it was kind of like a fancy charamusca. It was filled with ice cream, you know?
Oh, okay.
And you make a hole in the little, in the bag, and you just, you know, eat the ice cream. Those things were so... It's because, you know, over there, bro, it's so hot that you're more grateful for, like, soda and, like,
water,
ice cream, cold ice water, like basically over there, man. A lot of people, I remember doing this all the time, you know, you would, what they call, like, the water hose is what we would, you know, the water that comes out of the water hose here would probably be our drinking water over there, which is totally crazy, but it's totally true. And you know, the water only comes once a week. So when you get that water, you know what I'm saying, you want to fill up your reservoir, you want to get drinking water, you want to, you know...
Make sure that shit lasts,
because, you know, it's not going to last. Sometimes, most of the times, it doesn't last all week. And for those two to four days, you don't have water. You have to go get water from another place so you can brush your teeth, take a shower, you know, wash your clothes, you know, all that stuff. That's, you know, damn, memories, bro. I want to go back so badly. It's gonna happen one day. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna bring you back something.
Would you ever, like, do that, though?
What?
Like, would you get a paletero side job?
I'm not fucking with you, bro. I've actually considered it.
Really?
But not with paletas and, you know, just, what is it called? Ices
or frosties?
Ices, yeah. Icy, well, the little cone things.
Yeah.
What are they called? It comes in a cone. They sell them at Pelican.
Oh, snow cone?
Yeah, snow cone. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Snow cones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, getting a snow cone machine is inexpensive.
Yeah.
And I can build my own, like, little, you know, little wheel, you know, little carriage thing. Like, I can build that, and I can buy the snow cone machine. Damn, like, and it's hot as hell outside right now. Like, I could truly make a profit, but. I don't know, just kind of good, you know, just kind of went right through me, right over me. So
yeah.
I haven't. You want to do that one day, bro?
Hector at least.
Yo, tell me.
Oh my god.
Yo, pass by, like, pools, you know, pools in the summers, parks, summer camps. Like, bro, we would make money and like, sell each one for $1?
Yeah, dude.
That shit's, well, first of all, that's cheap as hell.
Business ideas with Hector and Luis.
Business ideas. Yo, like, I'd be down, bro. Like, if it means that I have to spend less time at my current job, shit. Let's do it, man. And Hector, nice good old Hector right here, has a truck that he's fixing up.
Yeah.
So we could use your truck, you know, to...
You're just using...
Nah, bro. Nah, see, this is the business plan. You put your truck in... I'll buy the snow cone machine, and then we can both come together and build the little carriage thing.
Bruh. We're gonna be looking like that guy in that picture.
I don't mind shit. And since we're modern, we can be like, oh, we take Cash App, we put like a little sign, take Cash App, send your money to you know, one of our Cash App, and I'm like, bro, we could really do this shit, bro.
This man's smart. This man's smart.
We could really do this shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, let's say we sell like 100 snow cones per day.
It's $100.
50-50. $50 for you, $50 for me. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
And let's say let's do like 200. That's $100 for you, $100 for me. And that's a job that's not, you know, and let's be honest, let's try to, you know, not pay taxes. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Bro.
Hey,
oh
man,
my God.
If you're down, I'm down. Next time.
We need to get a snow cone machine.
They're not expensive, dude. They're not expensive at all.
We need to get a snow cone machine.
So,
we need to try this.
I'm thinking about it, bro.
It'll be definitely helpful in here, too, since it's hot as fuck.
Fuck. Yeah, man, we need to get an AC system in here.
Oh man.
Bull City Pioneer. It's not
us.
Bruh. But switching gears again. Let's get into my story time.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the Sony.
Oh yeah, yeah, go ahead.
We'll do this so we can break apart the segments a little bit. But so this is a little more with the movie deal too. I don't know why I didn't talk about this when I talked about the Matrix.
Uh-huh.
But so if you guys should know this too, since so many people like are fans of Marvel, but Sony and Marvel, they parted ways.
How do you feel about it?
I honestly, I don't know. I guess I just haven't felt like as what's the word? As invested or passionate about it as a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, you already know, like, I'm a pretty big Marvel fan. Like, I love Marvel movies. I like superhero movies.
Yeah.
But, like, Spider-Man is not going to be a part of the MCU anymore. The Marvel Cinematic Universe. And that's broken a lot of people's hearts.
Mm.
And it's just real sad. Because, like, we're not going to be having Spider-Man no more. And he was, like, one of the best, you know, superheroes. He was one of the more, like, attractive superheroes that a lot of people liked.
He's honestly a brand at this point.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, the brand.
And the fact that, like, you know, that they split ways. I don't really know, like, I don't know too many details about it. Like, I don't know why they did that. But, like, it's mm-hmm. the fact that they did that is going to have a huge impact on, like, you know, what they're going to be able to release
what
next.
What content they can release.
Yeah, what they can do. And it's funny because Tom Holland, the actor who plays him, the day that happened, I saw on his Instagram, he posted him driving a brand new car that he had just bought. So, like, a lot of people were like, oh, he just got let go from Marvel, and he's over here, like, not even breaking a sweat. He's just buying new cars and shit.
Why? Wow.
I don't know. But I just thought it was fun because, you know, he's not part of it anymore. He's just like, I don't give a fuck.
Are you made my money? Shit. I don't blame you. But, that's interesting. And I want to research more about it before I comment.
Were you a Spider-Man fan as a little kid?
I was. And I feel like it has to be something related to the business portion of it. I feel like there has to be. Like, there has to be at least one business related, you know, reason why they parted.
Oh,
there has to be. And I want to research because that's interesting. That's very interesting. And how I said, you guys, switching gears again, story time. So.
Well, you got to do the intro to the segment.
Story time with Weeks.
Story time with Weeks.
So, today's story time is an embarrassing moment for me. So, I am a sophomore in college now. This happened, shit, I was what, early high school? I don't know if it was freshman or sophomore year. I'm pretty sure it's freshman year. This shit was embarrassing. This shit was embarrassing. Because I really thought I was a dumbass. I fell for something. Online scam type of thing. Not a scam, but it is, you know, false advertising. You know, I needed a new... it was freshman year. I needed a new phone, okay?
We all know where this is going.
Yep, I needed a new phone. So I said, oh, let me jump on Amazon. I was looking everywhere, but
yeah,
I jumped on Amazon. Fuck, man. Jumped on Amazon.
You still hurt from it till this day.
Dude. Found this phone. It was, it said it was a Samsung S4. I loved Androids at the time, so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get another Android. Buy the Android. My mom buys it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or did she? Or did I? She bought it for me. And I'm like, cool. Ordered the phone. I get the phone. Start going through the phone. I realized that the phone...
was not the phone that you ordered.
It was not the phone that... So, you know, Samsung's... they have a logo on the bag that says Samsung.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My phone said Android.
Bruh.
What the fuck? And so I'm like, all right, you know, it's all cool. It's a Samsung S4 for now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For now. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna, you know, it's my mom already bought it for me. I'm just gonna use it. And I would always jump around, you know what I'm saying, telling people, hey, I got a new phone. Well, they'd ask me, oh, you got a new phone? Yeah, I got a new phone. Samsung S4.
Flash that bitch.
Fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it was one friend, bro, that caught me. He caught me to it, bro.
Did he put you on blast, like, in class, or was it, like...
It was in the morning before class started. And he was like, oh, let me see your phone. And he had a Samsung S4 as well. Mine was black. My Samsung S4 was black. Mine was white. His was black. He's like, oh, let's compare them.
That's an odd thing to ask for your phone.
I don't know why. I think he expected it, you know. One said Samsung. Another one said Android. I don't know.
He caught me.
And you know how you can tell it's fake? So you know how some phones, their case has like a flap-on case, like
you open
it and it protects the screen. Well, mine had it, but the thing about mine is that it wasn't a case. It was sewed into the back cover of the phone, and it was just fucking fake as hell.
Yeah.
It had Asian apps inside and
it wasn't like Chinese.
Yeah, and like sometimes it had a glitch where sometimes it would bounce between some Asian language and English. Like, it would bounce back.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'd have to turn it off and then turn it back on.
Dang.
And I'd be like, fuck, man.
You know, in high school... Well, you said high school.
High school, yeah.
You know, like, during those times, like, little stuff like that, like, you get embarrassed for.
Yeah, dude.
Too, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I get embarrassed about that shit, like... And I'm just like, I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like wearing clothes that weren't a brand. But now I'm just like, Walmart brand shoes. Well, I got this from Express, but, you know, this is on sale. And I just don't
care. You got that from Hectic Wear?
Hectic Wear, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't care anymore. And back then, it was so embarrassing just like, you know, have, like, a phone that was an Android. And then not only that, it was a fake Android, or a fake Samsung. And, you know, people would be like, oh, can I see your phone? No. No.
No.
No. Oh, can I see your phone? No.
Either that or they don't want you to see what's in their phone.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want them to see my phone because I knew it was fake and I didn't want to get roasted.
Yeah.
There was only one girl. It was this one girl that I let, you know, I let her see my phone. And it was a girl that I used to like. And she didn't catch it, bro.
Really?
She wasn't technologically advanced, and I was so happy she wasn't.
You're like, oh my god, she cares.
Well, actually, maybe she did find out. She was like,
oh, my brother has a Samsung S4 as well. And then
I'm like, fuck. Oh, shit. And then she was like,
oh, why don't the emojis work on this thing? Or where are the emojis at?
I'm like, oh, shit. She got me. She got me. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to have to do research on it so I can help you. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Do that research. Please help me.
Please.
Like, bro, like, oh, it was so embarrassing. But, hey, I mean, it was at the end of it. Like, instead of pulling out my phone sometimes, like when everybody was using their phones and the teachers would let students use their phones, I'd be like, oh, I don't feel like using my phone.
Let me not.
Let me not pull that piece of shit out. And I, you know, I did want to use my phone, but I knew that it was fake, so I'd be like, oh, shit, yeah, yeah. I don't. So when I'd use my phone, I would use it, you know, not in front of people, let's just say that. Yeah. So, and it's all cool, you know. I really didn't mind. I really didn't mind. Now looking at it, I shouldn't have mind, you know what I'm saying? But that phone ended up breaking. I forgot how the screen cracked. I think I dropped it.
Did you ever own, like, the flip phone?
Never.
You're too young for that.
I'm not too young for that, actually. I'm not too young for that.
I know your dad or mom probably had one.
Nah, it's just that, dude, I didn't get a phone until, like, I think it was a freshman, dude.
In high school?
Yeah. When I was in middle school, I had that iPod Touch, first generation.
That fat one?
Yup. Didn't have a camera, didn't have a mic. It had low storage.
It was just apps.
It was just apps.
Barely any apps.
Barely any apps, because the software, the iOS, wasn't, you know.
I never even owned an iPod. My first iPod was iPod.
I remember you had a flip phone. The one you flipped up?
Yeah, bro. I had one of the ones that you slide up.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Like,
yeah,
and it slides,
yeah.
Like, half of it slides up. Like,
yeah,
that.
And I used to think that was the coolest thing ever, bro.
And then I had one that was like, you turn it side, so like you're holding it like you're holding like a game controller or something.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
I remember
screen,
that.
Like,
I remember flips that.
Up like that.
I remember that.
And I'm like, oh shit! I'm the shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm getting all the girls with this.
That's crazy, right? And I remember that. And then you started getting like touch phones.
Yeah.
Man, I remember all that stuff. That shit's crazy. Yeah, but we just reminiscing at this point, you guys. So we're gonna start closing this stuff up. So, what do you want to leave the Pioneer Nation this time?
I'm gonna say, like, have you ever been scammed online? Breathing in.
That's good.
Have you ever been scammed online? And if so, what were you, like, what were you trying to buy and what were you scammed for?
Okay. That's a question. I'm gonna leave a statement or a quote. Never buy phones from Amazon.
That's, I would say never. How about my phone currently off Amazon?
Really? Which one? The iPhone 6?
iPhone 6S.
Oh, okay.
It's 132 weeks.
Never buy Androids off Amazon.
There you go. That's better. There you go.
But thank you guys for joining us once again on the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Please, 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 please leave feedback, comments, concerns, anything. We're on all streaming platforms, including YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, I mean, all of the Comcast, everything, at Bull City Pioneers. Don't include the podcast, just Bull City Pioneers. We're on Instagram, at Bull City Pioneers. Yeah, that's it, Bull City Pioneers on everything. Please go follow us, listen to us. Stationhead, once again, thank you guys for, yes, recording. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. Thank you, Stationhead, for letting us be ambassadors. Thank you to everyone that's watching. Thank you for anybody that ever listens to our podcast, that leaves comments on Instagram or YouTube or anything, you know, that just listens. Thank you so much. We appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next. No, let's do it again. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we're the Bull City Pioneers podcast, and we'll see you next time, all right? Peace out.
Peace.